This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A flash flood watch is in effect again today for areas around the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo, where there's concern that afternoon showers over the burn scar could lead to flooding and debris flows. More than 1,600 people are now battling the Aspen Acres fire at more than 96,000 acres. It's become one of the largest fires in Colorado history. More than 275 homes and buildings have been destroyed in the blaze. Thousands of people remain evacuated. However, some residents near Colorado City are being allowed to return home, and officials say the rain in the area there yesterday was helpful. There are six large fires in Colorado right now. In addition to the Aspen Acres fire, the Ferris Fire in Dolores County, Gold Mountain Fire near Ouray, and the Willow Fire near Leadville continue to burn. Those fires are mostly on remote public lands. The family of a man who died in custody in Ware Fonneau County, injured and in a mental health crisis, is getting a $9 million settlement. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
Michael Birch died in his jail cell at the county detention center in 2023. He had mental health needs and internal injuries after he was tackled by a deputy. A lawsuit against the sheriff's office, commissioners, and medical staff claimed the facility denied him proper care for more than a week after the altercation. His daughter, Michelle DeBoard, says Birch came to Colorado to retire.
He bought a piece of property and he was building a home. My dad's voice doesn't stop at that cell door. It doesn't stop in those 8 days of complete torture. It doesn't stop begging for his life or for a drink of water.
His estate also settled for $1 million with the healthcare providers on site. Ava Keon, CPR News.
The city of Fort Collins is getting a boost from Apple. The tech giant is teaming up with Broadcom to expand and modernize its facility there. The investment is part of Apple's commitment to invest $600 billion to support manufacturing and jobs in the U.S. over the next 4 years. This is CPR News.